The Alzheimer's Association has a vision, a world without Alzheimer's, and the Alzheimer's Association is a leader in Alzheimer's care, support, and research with walks in 600 communities. Walk to End Alzheimer's. You'll find one close to you. We have several coming up, 14 in the Southern California area. And we are joined today by Sherelle Torres, who has her own personal story. And Sherelle will tell us about her mom, very close to her mom. She is a caretaker and used the services of the Alzheimer's Association. And she's the walk chair for Walk to End Alzheimer's Los Angeles. And then also with us is Megan Geist, manager of Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's Beach Cities. Megan, do you want to talk to us a little bit about some of the services and the impact of the Alzheimer's Association?
Sure. Thanks for having us, first of all. The Alzheimer's Association's signature event is our Walk to End Alzheimer's, and that really provides the funds for the free support, the support groups, the services, the programs that we provide to each local community. We provide program services, education, advocacy, care consultation. We have so many services out there that people are free to utilize, and we hope that they utilize. And we have a phone number, which is available 24/7. So you get someone on the other line 24/7. And that number is 800-272-3900, and that will give you kind of all the ins and outs to our association.
Yeah, there's an expert. The person on the other end of the line is an expert in knowing what to tell you, what to talk about Alzheimer's Association.
The walk is also a great resource. I know for me on the walk, I've met so many other caregivers, got ideas. We still keep in touch. Some of us still keep in touch. So it's a great resource, especially with the Promise Flower. When you see everybody with the different flowers, you know who to talk to.
Yeah.
I know for me with the blue flower, whenever I would see somebody with the blue flower, that's somebody walking with Alzheimer's. So they have Alzheimer's. I would just get so emotional every time I saw somebody with a blue flower. And I would talk to the one with the yellow flower next to them because they were the caregiver. So we were able to exchange ideas, and it was really helpful just because we're all in it together.
Right? We are all in this together. Right? Many of us know someone, a family member, a friend, someone around us has been affected by Alzheimer's, or maybe it's happening to someone who is listening and you have really firsthand experience. You're a caretaker. You took care of your mom and you went through so many changes and you have creative ideas and you were working with her to try to keep her engaged for a long time. And you were turning her every 3 hours. I just wanted to mention this because I heard that you still wake up overnight every three hours.
Yeah. She was bedridden in a fetal position for 3 years. So in order to prevent bed sores, I had to turn her body every 3 hours, 24 hours a day. And I got so used to doing that for 3 years. I'm starting to sleep better now. It's been a year and a half now. I'm starting to sleep better, but it's pretty challenging.
During the time through the Alzheimer's Association, you use those services. So tell us a little bit about your personal story about your mom, Shirley, and how you found the Alzheimer's Association and how you use the services.
Well, you know, I can't remember how I first found Alzheimer's Association. I think I was searching the website. I mean, just searching online. And but I do know that once I found Alzheimer's Association, I was on the website all the time. I educated myself through that website. So there's the website, which is ALZ.org. Because I'm more of a loner, and I couldn't go to support groups anyways because I was taking care of mom. I couldn't leave the house.
Yeah.
But just being able to go on that website, they have this caregiver forum that's just, you feel like you're with the person.
Right.
When you read all the stories, whatever problem you have, it's like the forum is so wonderful. But I use the website more than anything because I educated myself through it and I was able to take care of my mom because I learned what was next or I learned what to do. And then the forum gave me ideas.
And it's still really emotional for you.
Yeah. Well, mom passed, you know, my mom passed away in my arms. So I don't know how long it's going to take before I get over this, but she was a wonderful person too. So that's, you know,
your mom was so supportive of you and Jamie, your husband, who's here with us also. And so when she needed you, you were there for her.
She was always there for
us. You could get connected to other people who are going through what you were going through. you know, you took your mom, you did some things that maybe other people would like to hear about. Like you would take her to places that she remembered before things started to happen.
Right. I would take her to a certain restaurant that, you know, she liked. We would go every week. And mm-hmm. I remember when it became more, it was much more challenging mm-hmm. at the restaurant where I had to cut up her food and I could tell that she was getting uncomfortable. And then I could tell she was getting more uncomfortable when it got to the point where I started feeding her at the restaurant and I knew that we couldn't go out anymore. Mm. So I started taking her to the library in the children's section and play puzzles with her, just children games, because it was colorful. They were easier puzzles to do because they were, you know, children coloring books. I would do more things that like a two-year-old.
So your mom responded to colors and yes. you would try to help her and keep her mentally focused and
right,
engaged. Yeah.
Right. I learned that you gotta go with the flow because they repeat themselves over and over again. And I know that frustrates people. That's one thing that you just have to get over and not make it an issue because it could lower their self-esteem. They already feel bad about themselves. But when you tell them stop repeating and when you tell them don't do this like a child, that makes them feel like they're nothing. Because I remember my mom saying, gosh, I feel so stupid. And my mom never used that word, but she couldn't think of any other word to use. And I would always tell her, it's mm-hmm. okay. I went with the flow. I never argued with her. Mm-hmm. I never, because I knew it wasn't her. Mm-hmm. I knew she was a smart woman.
Yes.
And I didn't want her to feel any worse than she already did. And everybody yeah. would always say, gosh, Roy, you're doing so much for her. And I would say, my job is nothing compared to what she's going through. She can't lay there in bed. She can't say, oh, I'm cold or I'm hot or mm-hmm. I have an itch. She can't say anything. I have to figure it out.
That is good advice, to be patient. And what would you tell people about the Alzheimer's Association?
Well,
and about
I know that when
them?
I would meet caregivers and I saw them getting frustrated, mm-hmm. I would always tell them to go on the forum mm-hmm. and take a time out like any two-year-old would. If you're frustrated and you're angry, one, if you can't do it, don't do it, because they don't need that.
Right.
And I would tell them to go on the website and learn about the stages and go on the forum or go to a support group. So I would send people to the forum because that was really helpful to me. And then, you know, I met some people who were able to go to support groups. So I would suggest the support groups.
Yeah. And now you're working with the walks, right? You're
right.
helping out on the walks.
Right.
So there's one coming up in Los Angeles. Is that the one you're working on?
Yes. It's our 7th year, November 5th. 7:30 is registration, 9 o'clock is the walk. We'll be there.
So this is the 7th year of you working with the walk. And Megan, I think there's an anniversary of this walk, right?
The 25th.
Yeah. So it's the 25th anniversary of the Walk to End Alzheimer's in Los Angeles. And there are other walks, though, right? There are 14 walks in Southern California. Do you want to tell us about some of them?
Yeah, so we're so excited to be in all of these communities now. Our largest walk is the Los Angeles Walk, which Sherelle is spearheading with her staff partner, Dina. And that relationship is just kind of inspiring to see the volunteer and staff partner relationship. Mm-hmm. And we kick off our season September 17th in the San Fernando Valley. After that, we have Riverside. We're in Coachella Valley. We're in San Bernardino County. We're in the Los Angeles County. We're kind of all over Orange County. We have multiple walks, and you can find all those dates and locations. And if a location doesn't work for you, then there probably is one for you. And if a date doesn't work, you can find another.
That's right. Like Irvine on September 30th, Huntington Beach, October 7th. And then one of the biggest ones is Los Angeles at LA Live. So that is
right.
November 5th. And you can register for that right now, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
The earlier you register, the better.
What are some of the things that go on during walk day? Do you want to tell us, Sherelle?
I personally like the Promise Flower ceremony.
Right.
And it's just very inspiring. It's a lot of fun because like last year we had the stormtroopers. That was really exciting for people. And then we had cheerleaders. We had the USC cheerleaders, was it? The Laker girls.
So they showed up to show their support for the walk to end Alzheimer's.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the walk was really neat. There's signs along the route that give you statistics, which mm-hmm. is really great. It's helpful.
Yeah. And how long is the walk, Megan? How long is it?
So it really depends on uh-huh. the location. But some of them, we say they're all 5Ks, but uh-huh. some of them can be 2 miles. Some of them can be 3.4. But there always is a shorter route as well. We do encourage wheelchairs, walkers, all sorts of things. So we encourage everyone to you know, come to our walk and to really walk to end Alzheimer's. And it's a family affair.
Yeah. Bring a team, bring coworkers, right?
Exactly. The more the merrier.
Bring your friends. Is there a health expo vendors or?
There's lots of vendors. So much education. There's mm-hmm. there's so many different booths where you can get it, you know, education about not only Alzheimer's, but hospice cares and other like caregiving facilities. It's a lot of great booths to see.
Yeah. Oh, you can learn. So this is the Walk to End Alzheimer's. You can find the location near you. And then there's the 24/7, the hotline or helpline. Megan, do you want to give us that?
That number is 800-272-3900.
And there's an expert on the other end of the line
yes.
when you call. And by expert, we mean someone who's educated or familiar with all aspects of this.
Correct.
Okay.
The Walk to End Alzheimer's is just a phenomenal event. And if you're not affected by Alzheimer's, come out and see what it's all about. Educate yourself because it is becoming more and more of a epidemic. And it's just a really fun event for the mm-hmm. kids and for everything. And we can't end this disease without your help.
Right.
And we are also there for you every step of the way for those who are affected, for those caregivers out there. We're there for you all the time. So utilize us, and we're there to help the communities.
And one mm-hmm. more thing is most people with Alzheimer's are women. Mm-hmm. Two-thirds of people suffering with Alzheimer's are women.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a daughter, and that worries me. So we have to find a cure.
Yeah. Participation is needed in the Walk to End Alzheimer's. And you can also look and find out how you can help throughout the year, because donations are great, too. And this is something that could potentially affect your family or, you know, friends, or maybe already has. So thank you so much, Megan, for talking to us.
Thank you. It was so wonderful to be here.
And Sherelle, for going through everything that you did and explaining everything and being so dedicated to helping people now.
Thank you. And thank you for allowing us to be on your show and giving the information.
I appreciate you sharing your personal story to help other people. Walk to End Alzheimer's. There's one close to you.